is Bird Note. In 2015, a study by NASA found that the United States has around 63,000 square miles of lawn. Enough turf to carpet more than 30 million football fields, including end zones. Or nearly enough to cover the state of Wisconsin. Unless you're a starling, that's not great news, because most birds prefer shrubs that provide food and cover. And lawns have a lot of side effects. They suck up fertilizers, herbicides, fossil fuels, and extraordinary quantities of water. But they're hard to escape, in part because their roots lie deep in American society. The well-kept lawn began as an ideal to please the eye, a velvet robe surrounding the home, as one 1870s reformer put it. It soon became a badge of good character, deviation from which was seen as distinctly undesirable. Fast forward to the 1950s, and the idea of the lawn as an indicator of success was firmly established as suburbs bloomed across the country. While the symbolism of the lawn is hard to shift, actual lawns are pretty easy to replace with bird-friendly elements. Borders are islands of dense fruiting shrubs, layers of foliage for shelter, and wildflowers to attract native pollinators. We'll help you get started at birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.